You're listening to EPN.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. This is Eric Dye. Today we're with Rochelle Togofiga, the Sales Breakthrough Expert. She is the creator of the Sales Breakthrough System, a proven step-by-step sales process that will help you close more sales, sign on more clients, and make more money with ease and velocity. To sign up for her free sales articles and teleclasses on closing more sales, visit salesbreakthroughs.com. Rochelle, welcome to Enterprise Radio on EPN.
Well, Eric, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Our pleasure as well. So what are some of the common mistakes new speakers make and how do they avoid them?
All right. Well, there's a bunch, so I'll cover a few. The first is they think that they're not a speaker. You know, they will say things to themselves like, I'm not good at this, or I'll never be able to be a speaker. And the truth is, that's just a made-up story. Even the best speakers were not born speakers. It takes just being willing to learn whatever you need to do to become a good speaker. Now, another common mistake is that they tend to do too much memorization of the talk. It's important to know what you're going to say to the audience, but a mistake many people make is trying to memorize their entire talk word for word. You don't want to do that. Your audience wants to connect with you and you with them. And if you come across as if you're reciting your talk, you'll be spending more time in your head instead of being out there with the audience. And to get over the initial nervousness that happens in the first 2 minutes is to read the beginning of your talk over and over enough times that you can easily say it no matter how nervous you can feel. Another mistake is poor physical skills. There's nothing more boring than listening to a speaker who comes across with low energy, low volume, and speaks so quickly you can't understand what they're saying. And studies have shown that 93% of what you say and how you look and sound makes the strongest impression on your audience. It's an interesting fact to know that people only retain 7% of the content. So the facts show that it's more about physically connecting with the audience than the words on the paper. And I don't know if you want me to go on, but, you know, there's a number of mistakes that people make when they're starting out as a speaker. And one more that I can share with you is giving too much information and not engaging the audience. You know, the tendency as a new speaker is the desire to give lots of information. And as a new speaker, you have good intentions of wanting to deliver value, but too much information can overwhelm your audience. And when an audience feels overwhelmed, they tune out. You also want to engage them throughout your presentation, and you can do that by asking questions, having them share, and doing exercises. So that gives you just, you know, a few of the common mistakes that many new speakers make.
Well, how do you create a hook that grabs the audience's attention?
That's, you know, the audience makes a decision as to whether they like you in the first 3 minutes of your talk, and that's why it's important that you grab their attention right at the start. And here's a few ways to have that happen. Create a catchy title that addresses their pain. You know, and I'm sure that you'll agree with me that we're so inundated with emails these days inviting us to attend a seminar or a workshop or a teleclass. And I know that unless they grab my attention in the subject line, you know, I will hit the delete button. It's important to keep this in mind that you have only a few seconds to grab people's attention. So as you're creating the title of your talk, you want to think about what matters most to your audience. You know, what's their pain and what can they gain from your talk? And then create a catchy title that grabs their attention. You know, I do sales coaching and sales training, so I could easily create a very boring title like Learn How to Grow Your Sales. But instead, I put my thinking cap on, you know, what's really important to the audience. Instead, I created a title, The 9 Best Kept Secrets to Exploding Your Sales. Now, that's a lot juicier, and that's a catchier title that's going to make people say, I want to read more about this. You know, another hook is start your talk by telling your personal story of how you got to be who you are today. You know, the easiest and fastest way to draw the audience to you is being authentic. So why not start your talk off by sharing a personal story? You know, when you share something personal about yourself, the audience immediately feels more connected to you. You know, you're showing them that you're no different than they are, and they can relate to you more through your story, and that's going to draw them to you. You know, if you think about it, the speakers who leave the strongest impression on you, it's probably because he or she shared something personal about themselves that grabs your attention. We quickly get engaged when a speaker shares his or her humanity because we can all relate to that. Another hook is when you are sharing your story, be sure to tell your story vividly and specifically. You know, as you tell your story, speak in the present tense. Share your story as if it's happening right now in the moment, in the present moment. And describe your story with lots of energy and excitement. And then there are other ways to start off your talk. It could be you share a story about a client, or you could ask the audience a question to engage them, or share some current news story that would be of interest, or maybe some startling statistic that relates to your talk. You know, for example, I will start off a talk about speaking by saying, you know, did you know that most people would rather be the person being eulogized than the person giving the eulogy? And usually when I say that, I always get a few chuckles and people nodding their head in agreement. So that's what's important to remember is find ways to engage the audience. Either it's a personal story, be sure to share it vividly and specifically, or find other ways. You know, get them engaged. Share about a current story, ask a question, but you really want to quickly engage the audience right from the start.
Well, what are some tips? You know, we're talking about public speaking and in business and all that good stuff. So what are some tips for giving a powerful talk?
There are definitely, you know, ways to give powerful talks. And again, this is all something that you learn when you want to take on being a speaker. And these are things that I've done that I find have made a big difference for me. Meet with the audience before the talk. It's not unusual when you're a new speaker or even a seasoned speaker to feel nervousness at the beginning of your talk, you know, when you first look out at the audience. You know, people tend to have different facial expressions, and someone sitting there and listening to you may look very serious while someone may be smiling. Of course, you are making yourself more vulnerable when you speak in front of a group of people you don't know, and the easiest way to break the ice with the audience is to arrive earlier and mingle before your talk. You know, I spoke at a conference about a year ago, and I can remember, you know, there was a lot of people coming to hear me speak. And what I did is I stood outside as people came in, as they signed in, and I introduced myself, and they loved it. I mean, they were so surprised that the speaker was out there shaking their hand. You know, it showed them that I was a regular person just like them, and they immediately felt connected to me. And I'll tell you, it really calmed my nervousness because I made some immediate friends. So when I went up front and started my talk, I made sure to look at them. You know, we already got to know each other over those couple of minutes. It makes a huge difference for you as a speaker. Also, the first 3 minutes matter the most. You know, most speakers are nervous at the beginning of their talk. So it's important to make sure to know what you're going to say in those first 3 minutes. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, people decide whether they're interested in what you have to say in the first 3 minutes. So you want to make those first 3 minutes count. You want to convey confidence, enthusiasm, and volume right from the start of your talk and maintain it all the way through. Another important way to have them connect with you is connect with the audience by looking directly at people as you speak. Speak to one person at a time for about 4 to 5 seconds. Don't look over their head. Speak directly to them. You want to feel the energy of the audience, and they want to feel your energy too. If there's one skill that I could teach people, and I do this in my workshops, it's probably the most important skill, that is making eye contact with as many people as you can. That will have them sit up and listen. It's also another way to calm your own nerves. It's a very, very, very invaluable skill. Now, another way to, you know, deliver a powerful talk is share success stories about yourself and clients. You know, people love hearing about other people's successes because it helps them to believe that they, too, can experience the same. And it gives you credibility when you describe how you've helped other people. So, you know, again, I could go on and on with that, but that gives you some idea of some key elements of giving a real powerful talk.
Today we are with the Sales Breakthrough expert and the creator of the Sales Breakthrough System, Rochelle Togolfiga, here on Enterprise Radio. So how does a speaker draw the audience to them like a magnet?
Well, that's what we all want. We want to stand up there, and then we want them just to come up to us after we talk immediately. Well, again, there's a number of ways, and let me share a few. And this may be repeating some of what I said, but it's still good stuff. Engage them right from the start by asking questions that will engage them, whether it's sharing a story or it's giving factual information. And if time permits, have them stand up and say who they are, what their business is, and what they want to get out of the evening or out of the, you know, whenever you're giving your talk. Then later on in your presentation, refer back to them by name and how they could benefit from what you have to offer. And learn their names quickly so that when you're speaking to the audience, you can use their names as you're speaking. Because if you call them by their name, they will sit up and listen more keenly to what you're saying. It also makes them feel more important because you remembered who they are. Make it interactive. There's nothing more boring than to go to a talk and have the speaker do what I call an information dump. Make it interactive by having them do exercises and then have them share in peers or in groups. You know, ask them to share after the exercise. What opened up for you out of doing that exercise? Right at the beginning of the talk, have them share something that they want to get out of the evening. You know, and at the end of the evening, ask them, what are you walking away with? Again, remember, look at people's faces. One person at a time, and stay with each person for 4 seconds as you speak. Walk around the room as you do this, because what happens is something really great. You will create an instant connection with the audience when you speak directly to them. And people want to connect with you. They don't want you looking down at your notes or looking up at your PowerPoint presentation on the screen. They want you. So practice your presentation enough times so that you know the information and you're not attached to your notes. And then sprinkle throughout the talk how you're giving them an overview and that you can go into much more detail in your upcoming programs that you'll talk about later. And drop hints throughout the talk how you have something special for them that you'll be telling them about at the end of the program. Again, those are just some of the tips that will draw the audience to you like a magnet.
What is the one thing a speaker must say at the end of their speech or talk, but most of them don't?
This is what I call your call to action. In other words, what do you want them to do next? And this is what you really have to think about, and this is something most speakers don't. The best speakers leave this out. You want to remember that you have a captured audience who have been listening to you, and if you've delivered value, which you have, they want more. Be ready to offer a program or product to them at the end of your talk. Remember, if you've delivered value, they want more. Make it a special offer. Create urgency and have a limit to your offer. So, for example, if they sign up tonight or within a specific period of time, they get the program or product at a special price. And then have an order form that clearly spells out the special offer and place the order form either on their seats or under their seats. And then at the end of your talk, as you tell them about the special offer, tell them exactly how to sign up. Give them clear, specific instructions as to what to do. So that gives you, that's so important, is that you have this call to action. And once again, this is a piece that you must say if you want to bring in business, and this is not done by most speakers.
Rochelle, very good information for us to tap into, and I'm sure our listeners would be curious where they could actually contact you online. Where is the best place? Salesbreakthroughs.com?
Well, I have another link. That's a good link, but I have another special link because I'm delivering a 2-day workshop coming up April 15th and 16th. So if they want to learn more about that, the link would be tinyurl.com That's tinyurl.com/SLP and the number 2 and then the word day, D-A-Y. So it's tinyurl.com/S as in Sam, L, P as in Paul, the number 2, D-A-Y.
All right, and we'll definitely make a posting on our broadcast in written format as well. And in conclusion, Rochelle, what could you leave with our listeners in a form of a parting tip?
Be authentic in your speaking. Just remember that we all have everything we need within us to deliver a powerful message to the audience, to the world. And it takes being authentic. Don't try to be like anyone else. And the key to being a good speaker is to be prepared, have a compelling message, and then deliver it from your heart. So I guess I would say those are the parting words that I would like to leave everybody with.
Well, Rochelle, it's been a pleasure to have you a part of Enterprise Radio here on EPN today.
Well, thank you, Eric. It's been great to be with you. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Well, you're welcome. And that was the Sales Breakthrough expert and the creator of the Sales Breakthrough System, Rochelle Togo-Figa. And for more information, visit salesbreakthroughs.com. This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, and we thank you for tuning in.
This is Dan Waldschmidt. Join me for edgy conversations right here on EPN.
You know, just ask yourself this question. Are you doing all that you can with all that you've got right now? I mean, are you really doing everything that you can with everything that you have available to you? Or is there room for you to be doing a little bit more?
Practice, practice, practice. Practice makes perfect. Actually, practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes pro. There was a study that was carried on by British scientists, and it revealed that it takes a person 10,000 hours of practice to become an ace in a certain discipline. They say that top musicians, sportsmen, and chess players were all able to become masters in their field by achieving the level which in their time was taken to practice 10,000 hours or more.
If you can find a way to specialize in an area, maybe not necessarily 100%, but if you can find a way to specialize in traveling to one part of the world or a certain type of travel, say cruises, and people think of you first and like you the best when it comes to that kind of travel, I think you might start getting somewhere. Like when I started specializing just credit unions, I instantly, you know whether I am or not, but people thought, oh, he's the expert on credit union marketing. If my credit union's having a problem, we're going to call him. So if someone starts thinking, you know what, maybe I want to do a cruise, they're going to think of you first without even having to look in the phone book or go to the internet.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.